This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk about a war that's been going on in our country, sometimes fought with real bullets, doesn't get a lot of attention because the media doesn't have a problem with those who are the aggressors in the war, but it's the federal government's war against land ownership in the West. And by hook or by crook, they are doing their level best to take as much land as possible, gobble it up for the federal government, and make it unproductive, which I guess is a bureaucrat's fondest dream. One of the soldiers in the front line, in fact, a headline in a magazine, Farm and Ranch, describes C.J. Hadley as a frontline soldier in the range war. CJ, good for you. I'm glad we've got some soldiers that are up front, visible, and hopefully leading some troops. So
that's an enormous compliment, and I've not heard that before.
Well, you've got some friends, evidently, at Farm and Ranch Guide, which is where I got this from. The Internet is a marvelous research tool. I probably know almost as much about you as you do yourself.
I probably don't know about most of it.
Well, I have had the same experience, so welcome to the club. But anyway, you have been on the forefront publishing for quite some time in a Nevada magazine that you made a very profitable enterprise, and now in Range magazine, alerting America to the dangers that we face of an onslaught in the name of environmentalism, in the name of feel good, the assault on land, so that we can, if we don't wake up, we're going to find one of these days that we are in a country where land ownership, particularly the vast tracts of land in the West, which are important for all kinds of economic purposes, have been taken over by the federal government and, more often than not, retired from any productive use. Gee, what's not to like?
What's happening out here is an absolute bloody tragedy. I came, as you may know, from the Internet, from a socialist Britain, from Birmingham, the second biggest city there. It was coal mines and steel mills, and the air was pretty much what it looks like in Beijing today. Mm. And I escaped from England at 17 and came to Canada, and I had to get to the United States, and I did that, and I finally got a green card, and I discovered things that I had never imagined in my life before. And it seems to me like Range Magazine, which is an advocate for food producers, particularly cowboys and sheep herders, I seem to have worked my whole life to get to this place. And this magazine this year, Larry, is 25 years old, and I cannot believe how little I knew when I started this quarterly in 1989 was the first meeting with a couple of cowboys, a couple of soil scientists, and what they wanted me to do is send a producer brochure, because they'd seen my work at Nevada Magazine, and send it to Congress, to members of Congress, about the grazing fee issue. There was a huge problem with the Clinton administration, the beautiful right. Al Gore, and Bruce Babbitt, and they wanted to raise the grazing fees from a couple of dollars per cow-calf to $15, which is the same as you would, you know, rent a pasture in Virginia.
As I recall, this was about the time that Helen Chenoweth was in the United States Congress, and I learned of the attack on actually a guy that became her husband later on,
yeah,
Wayne Hage. And the zeal, which is seldom seen in other federal activity, certainly not in protecting the country with the military. The zeal with which they went after Wayne Hage and his grazing lands and their efforts, they don't care what kind of contracts they might have with people that permit them to use the land for various purposes. They're lawless. And it opened my eyes early on, and I was just so glad that Helen Chenoweth was willing to fight that fight. I'm sorry that she has left us so early in life, but she was a wonderful advocate for the landowners of the West, and it kind of gave me an introduction to what's been going on out there.
She was perfect, but Wayne Hage, the gentleman you talked about, was a cowboy who showed up in my office at Nevada Magazine at the state capitol in about 1976 and offered stories for Range about his family, multi-generational ranchers and mule skinners, you know, that used to drive teams of 20 mules into the gold towns in Nevada. Finally, he became a rancher. A lot of his relatives were ranchers. He bought a ranch in Nevada in 1978. And as soon as he got here, the Park Service wanted this ranch for a park. The Forest Service wanted it. The BLM wanted it. And they just absolutely got on that boy's case. And it was merciless. And they're still fighting in court now against
the federal government. Yeah, he's not with us anymore, if I'm not mistaken. But the fight continues with his heirs.
His wife died, and Wayne died, and then his second wife, Helen Chenoweth, died, and his son and elder daughter they're now appealing to the Supreme Court. They've won many major cases in federal courts. U.S. Court of Federal Claims said that the federal government owed the Hages $14 million for taking private property. Court in Reno, Judge Bruce Jones, he ruled that the BLM and the Forest Service were guilty of conspiracy to destroy private property in the family and ranch of Wayne Hage. Now the Ninth Circuit has overridden the Reno federal court and said the judge was biased, which is the only way they could get that overturned. So the last chance for the Hages is the Supreme Court. But it's a test case, a precedent-setting case, and they should easily win because everything is in there. Anybody wants to follow the Constitution or the law, Hage wins hands down. But as you know, Larry, the federal government has forgotten the Constitution, forgotten that they have to be follow the law. They've forgotten every rule of decency.
And they have an advantage. They have an advantage. They're fighting with our money against us. And actually, some of the bureaucrats in the review I did preparing for our conversation have been very open and say, well, we're going to win because we have more money.
Yeah, I actually heard Dave Grider, the head of the Forest Service in Tonopah, say that. And I was on a FAM tour with a bunch of environmentalists from Vegas, Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, you know, Wilderness Society and all that. And he said that while a rancher from the Oro Ranch was actually giving them steaks to eat on that night camping in the mountain. And he said, we have more lawyers and more money. And that's been turned out to be true. And it's a horror story. But there's a lot more horror stories besides that on ranches in the West now.
Great example of the total lack of grace of so many of these bureaucrats eating a guy's meat and talking about how they're going to cut his throat. Beautiful.
They ridicule him. They embarrass him. They frighten him. The heavy hand of the federal government is so awful out here that I used to be a left-wing Democrat from New York City. I became a citizen in 72 in Manhattan, and I came out here and had a revelation, and I hired a guy from Rolling Stone magazine who actually was part of the Students for a Democratic Society, started that, and also used to, dine with the Black Panthers in San Francisco, and he asked for me to put on his business card for Range, Reformed Liberal, which is pretty much what I am. And it's just outrageous when you actually open your eyes and listen instead of just talk, which is what my Democrat buddies in New York always used to do, and I guess I was one of them. And it's inspiring and frightening and wonderful and awful at the same time. What's happening to the Hammonds? I'm sure you know about the Hammond case. Dwight and Stephen are both in federal prison in Los Angeles, serving 5 years each for accidentally burning less than 140 acres of federal grazing land, which was their own grazing land.
Let's come back to the Hammonds when we get finished with this break. I want to pick up with them because I have something I want to bounce off of you about them. Thanks for bringing them up. We're going to be back with our conversation with C.J. Hadley of Range Magazine.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Back with C.J. Hadley, the editor of Range Magazine. magazine, rangemagazine.com, more than just a magazine devoted to land issues in the West, really a magazine dealing with the fight for freedom, which involves a lot, substantially, attacks on land ownership by private individuals in the West. But certainly it's, well, maybe too big to be the canary in the mine shaft, maybe more like the bald eagle in the mine shaft. But it's certainly a warning to the rest of us that we have a federal government that's out of control, respects nobody's life or liberty is safe while the Congress is in session. And unhappily, that very good saying has been put made irrelevant almost, because whether the Congress is in session or not, we have a bureaucracy that's always in session. And they are relentless night and day working to do what they can to take away our freedom. This is the fight then that we see chronicled in Range Magazine. By the way, as I was preparing for the show and realized the issues that are being dealt with, obviously I'm a city boy, been one all my life. My idea of country is some acreage I own that I go out and shoot on. But I subscribed to rangemagazine.com. It's not all that expensive, and I just want to be made more aware of the issues that are bedeviling our fellow countrymen in the western part of our country. And it's probably, actually, if we were to dig into it a little bit, CJ, while it's certainly most prominent and most intense in the West, anywhere, there's private land on the Red River in Texas that the federal government has been making noises about expropriating. They really don't care.
Yeah, but they've got Governor Abbott against them, and he stands up and he's counted. So he's very good for the ranchers and farmers in on the Red River.
He's good for Texans.
Yeah, he is. But the governor, like Texas, only has about 1% of public land, and
right.
Nevada, where I am, is 85%. And when you've got 85% federally controlled, you don't have many options out here. And when you're talking high desert, the driest and driest state in the union, I think average precip at my place is 7 inches of rain, which is a hell of a lot, really, compared to some parts of Nevada. It's not hard and not easy to survive, but cows and calves and lambs and sheep can survive beautifully on these ranges. They keep them healthy. They keep it's just a perfect union. But the federal government does not like these ranches, does not like cows and calves. They're bringing on Mustangs. There's supposed to be 17,000 Mustangs in the West. They've already adopted out 250,000. There's 50,000 horses in holding facilities and so-called farms in the Midwest, and taxpayers are paying $80 million a year to feed them. They should be food for starving people somewhere. There's too many horses. People like Willie Nelson and Sheryl Crow, they come out and say, oh, there's going to be no Mustangs left. That is absurd. The herds double every 4 years. It's out of control. Spring Valley, One Valley in Nevada, which is sheep country and cattle country, they have removed 20,000 horses from that one valley in the last 20 years.
So it's would I be accurate in coining a new phrase? Instead of breeding like rabbits, they breed like wild horses.
Exactly. And I mean, we want horses out here. Ranchers want horses. I mean, most of the horses out there that are Mustangs now used to be ranch horses. But nobody seems to pay any attention to common sense anymore. They just want to take, and they want to control. Forest Service is not managing timber well. They can't even cut dead timber that might be of use. There's 300 mill towns out of business, 100,000 of unemployed timber workers. It's endless, and they're doing the same. They came for timber first, now they're coming for cows and sheep. They're going to get somebody else next. We've got to stop it. I even wrote an editorial in Range a long time ago, maybe 10 years, that said time to pick up a musket, and I'd never touched a gun in my life. Well, I became a fairly serious shooter when I was 7 years old, and I say, hey, this is a good thing. Second Amendment is the perfect. First Amendment, Second Amendment, every amendment. You know, I love them all. And that's because Europe doesn't practice on those kinds of brilliant pieces of work that Jefferson and the founding fathers put together.
I hope that our Second Amendment is going to mean something when the inevitable passage across the Atlantic occurs, things like what happened in Brussels, which obviously be a little hard to use a gun against a nut job with a bomb, but there have been plenty of attacks, such as the Paris terror attack, where they were armed Muslims just shooting people like sitting ducks. And that just made me almost want to cry when I realized that because of their laws in Europe, they were defenseless against that kind of Muslim attack. Whereas here in the United States, a couple of those boys tried that down in Garland, Texas. You may remember the art gallery that had an exhibit of drawings of Muhammad they didn't like. And one cop took out two Muslims armed with AKs as they were approaching the gallery getting ready to gun people down.
I thought that was brilliant.
It was Texas. What were they thinking?
Why was Switzerland ignored in World War II? Because Hitler knew, his generals knew that everybody was armed to the teeth in Switzerland.
Yeah.
And that was the only country. The rest of them were in it. 170 million people were killed in the 20th century. That is a lot of people. People should think about that. I think America's got the right idea, but the pressure on us is horrible, as you know, Larry, more than most of us.
Our political correctness police are our major problem. Those that are not necessarily with guns, but with microphones, telling us incessantly that we're in a new time, and that was then, and this is now, and let's put our guns away because all they do is get used in crime.
And they hurt children. Yeah, exactly.
And they hurt children. Oh, I don't want to forget the children. And, of course, they don't want to talk about the number that you just used, the 170 million. I think that included a few children.
Yes.
And so we're talking about ultimately a defense not just against individual criminal attack. We're dealing with what happens when government goes goofy. And that would enable us to circle back out to the Western Range, where the government is absolutely on a tear against private property. They got it in for this one guy that was involved with the Oregon protesters at the wildlife preserve.
Ammon Bundy.
Ammon Bundy was the leader of that. And one of the fellows that apparently had been at the preserve was, what's his name? It just went out of my head. The guy that was gunned down. Driving
LaVoy Tenicum.
Thank you.
Arizona rancher.
From everything I can tell, that was the government shooting down an unarmed guy who was involved with people, Ammon Bundy, that they didn't like, were getting uppity.
We have three stories in the next issue of Range. One is by Judy Boyle, a legislator from Idaho, who went to Burns with legislators from four other states to check on Ammon Bundy and the refuge.
Let's pick up with Judy Boyle's account, because I'm looking forward to that in my first issue of Range Magazine.
Okay.
When it comes in. We're talking today about the West. C.J. Hadley, editor, Range Magazine. Don't go away. This is important stuff.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds. Light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is the editor of Range Magazine, as in the range in the West, the open land in the West that's used by many, many people for many economically productive purposes. C.J. Hadley, publisher, editor of Range Magazine. We were just getting into an article in the next issue by Judy Boyles that will deal with an aspect of the confrontation in Oregon between federal government bureaucrats and people that were trying to protest the illegal, unconstitutional federal control of vast tracts of land in our country. CJ, I don't think most people back where I am here in the East have any idea of the breach of faith that was perpetrated against the people of the West. When they were still territories, they were promised by the federal government, and there was a law on the books that said when you come into the Union and become a state, you'll enter on the same basis as the original 13 colonies. The Equal Footing Doctrine. They all retained control of the government lands that had been under the British administration. It became part of the new states administration. And as states in the now Midwest came on board, the same thing, whatever public lands there might have been, transferred from the federales to the states. But then, as we got west of the Mississippi, all of a sudden, the lust of the bureaucrats overcame the law, and that law was ultimately even taken off the books, and Westerners were brought in almost as chattel by the federal government. Yeah, you can be part of the United States, but we're going to control your land.
Such, you know, the thing about federal land, which is really critical that nobody seems to understand, there are prior appropriated rights on what is now considered public land. People came in and settled this place at the request of the government, and they were allowed water rights, forage rights, ditch rights, and they still own all of those rights. The public land is not free. Everything is taken. There are mineral rights, which do usually belong to the federal government. They held those. But what's happening out here is, Wayne Hage said years ago in the 90s, he was a great friend of mine, and he said what's happening with natural resources in the West, which are enormously rich, is they're being used as collateral on the debt. Now, that seems to be a very good reason why they're trying to remove cowboys, sheep herders, loggers, miners, from all of these very productive Western lands. It's bringing enormous wealth into the treasury. It's diminishing.
Now,
the money's going down, and the people are being destroyed. But
if the lands are collateral, that means that we have potentially opened control of those lands to primarily the Chinese.
Exactly. So we, you know, a lot of people out here are conspiracy theorists, perhaps, but they think that the Chinese or any other country you can imagine own us already. So therefore, they've got to get rid of all these private property rights on federal lands. And the only way they can do that is to destroy families, which they did with the Hammonds. They're trying to do with the Hammonds. Quick thing on the Hammonds. They've been ranching for 50, 60 years in southern Oregon. In the 90s, the Fish and Wildlife came in and put a fence around a water hole which watered several hundred cattle. The water belonged to Dwight Hammond. Dwight Hammond's cattle could not drink, so he knocked down the fence because it was his property. They took him to jail. He never served any time for that. But years later, there was a fire, and they asked the BLM if they could do a back burn to save their winter range and their ranch buildings. And the BLM said, yes, we're back burning to prevent this lightning fire from going any further, and you can do it. So they did it. 140 acres, it got away, and they burned that land. The BLM and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife come in, and the Department of Justice, with a mass of lawyers, all overpaid, and they accused Dwight and Stephen Hammond of arson and also being domestic terrorists. It went to court. The judge didn't agree with the domestic terrorism law, which was for Timothy McVeigh, who did very, very bad and ugly things. The part that the Hammonds burned actually was improved because of the burn, and the judge gave Dwight 3 months and Stephen a year and a day, and they served that time, and they came back to the ranch. BLM and the Fish and Wildlife were not happy. They went back to court, Ninth Circuit. Ninth Circuit overturned that, and both of those boys are now serving 5 years of hard time in Los Angeles. And at the same time, they have to promise to pay the federal government $400,000 in damages for that 140 acres of brush that was pretty useless. And if they hadn't paid that $400,000 to the government by December 31st, 2015, the ranch, the first option on the ranch, went to the BLM. Now, if you don't think that's an ugly setup, I got a bridge.
You know, awful. I think the mafia.
The only way they're going to get out of prison is a presidential pardon. So I hope everybody who listens to your show forces Barack Obama to let those two innocent ranchers out of hard time, serving hard time in federal prison. Dwight Hammond will be 79 years old when he comes out of prison if he's not given a pardon.
The mafia would love to be able to do things like this. This is
exactly
an incredible extortion racket being run by our federal government. And it has a name on it right now, the Hammond family, but they're hardly the only ones that have been banged on their knuckles like this. Apparently, the Battle of Bunkerville, Nevada, which is somewhat similar to this, the last family standing, Cliven Bundy.
Cliven Bundy, you can find that at rangemagazine.com, too. An incredible story called Patterns of Harassment by Vince Aprinowitz. He won an award for just a lot of editorial awards for that story about Cliven. But Cliven's son, Ammon, was up there trying to protect the Hammonds before they actually went to prison in January. And now Ammon Bundy has been in solitary confinement up in Portland. They wouldn't even let him go to court on his own case at first. Now they're going to fly Ammon Bundy down to Nevada, I think this week, in order to face charges on the standoff at his father's ranch in Bunkerville 2 years ago. And now, in the Las Vegas papers last week, it looks like that Cliven Bundy, a 70-year-old rancher who's fighting for his life and living and family, he looks like he's going to have life imprisonment. I mean, none of this makes a lick of sense, Larry.
It's very evil as far as I can tell, and I just hope that someday there'll be some justice and the perpetrators of this in the federal government will serve. Well, the biblical sentence for somebody that commits a crime is at least twice what your victim would have served. And if it's a life sentence, then a double life would be appropriate for these federal autocrats who are just lording it over people, throwing their weight around, and destroying families and well, in the case of the Bundys, a whole valley, from what I have been able to tell, has been pretty much depopulated thanks to the feds. They were the last family standing. Some couple dozen families had put up the white flag.
50 other ranchers in Clark County, all of them who've been encouraged to become willing sellers by the federal government, and they're all gone.
And if you're not willing, we'll send Cousin Vito over to tell you how willing you are.
Exactly. I hope that your listeners will call 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU and consider subscribing, but also ask for a sample copy. The next one that I'm working on now, Summer, has got those three stories. The Judy Boyle one is called Bundy Part 1, The Occupation, and the title is A Dead Bill of Rights, and the subtitle is Violence, Fear, and Death at the Hands of Government. The second part is Bundy Part 2, The Punishment. Bundy Scares the Feds, and the subtitle is Who Was It Who Initiated the Wrongful Use of Force, Fear, and Violence in Bunkerville, and that's by Vince Prinowitz. Third part is The Manipulators or Shadow Force. It's called The Professionals, and it says a militia of amateurs, which is the Ammon Bundy mob, confronts an army of professionals and loses. And that's because the Greens came in, the environmental communities, with all their good PR and their $10 million that Center for Biological Diversity has from Hans-Jörg Beis, who is a very bad Swiss billionaire. And this will tell the story of Lavoie Finnegan and his murder, his cold-blooded murder
in
Southern Oregon.
Come back to Lavoie Finnegan at rangemagazine.com. We're going to be right back with C.J. Hadley.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
You know, during the break, I was reminded of German pastor, his name just went out of my head. I think that's the one I was after.
Came for the Jews. I wasn't a Jew, and I did nothing.
And I wasn't a landowner in the West.
Exactly.
So I did nothing. And now they're coming for me in my little suburban plot, and there's nobody around to defend me because everybody else has been muscled under.
You know, in the U.S., environmental activist groups are a $13 billion a year industry. My ranches out here are a cash poor, land rich. And it's very difficult to fight. Like, look at the Hage case. They went to court first in 1991, and it's still going on. How can anyone afford that? It is awful. The thing about ranges, we have become more strident as the years have gone by because there are more serious issues, and people are going down one at a time, not standing with their neighbor, as you just mentioned. But some of the passionate people who subscribe to range, a couple of quotes I'd like to tell you, says, yeah. Range is a straight shooter in a time of deception. Another one says, range covers the issues no one else will. And then, unfortunately, those of us who most appreciate the land can no longer afford to use it. That came from Texas. And one California person, rancher, wrote to me years ago and said, range is the voice of reason amidst a cacophony of madmen. And I didn't realize I was even doing work like this. But when they came back with the quotes and said, listen, keep going, fight as hard as you can. And that's what we're doing out here in Carson City, Nevada. And I really hope that people will share range. 1-800-RANGE for you, and we'll make a heck of a deal for anybody who wants to see a few copies.
Well, I think it's from everything I was able to tell in my preparation for the show, this is the voice of a group of freedom fighters that are terribly important, and they need to be supported. and Range Magazine would be an awfully easy way to support the work and just be better informed so that we can spread the word ourselves and alert Americans. You don't, to my knowledge, you see very little coverage of your issues, CJ, out in the, like even Fox News, which is, perhaps
a little bit
concerned.
Better than the others.
Yeah, a little bit. And they don't, you don't, well, I don't watch them much anymore, but my impression is they don't have much interest in this issue.
John Scott said one morning when Bundy was on his standoff in Burns, he said, there's some militia there, and what they're doing is they're trying to cover for some arsonists. And that's all he said. That is nowhere near the story. It was horrifying.
Yeah, well,
it's so misleading, and I wish the people in the East are going to be suffering as much as the people in the West next. And the EPA has already got its ugly fingers all over you.
They do indeed. They practiced in the West, but there's plenty of ways they can irritate us and take us over here. What I saw them, when I realized that they were doing these same kinds of things to private land owners on the Red River between Oklahoma and Texas, I realized that they have now taken the battle way beyond public lands. There's no longer, all they need is some environmental impact statement, and they're good to go. Tyranny knows no bounds.
Exactly. The other thing that Range has done is a lot of special reports that might be of interest to anybody who's listening. They're free. They're at rangemagazine.com. Special reports, water in the West, endangered species, takings, wetlands, timber, anything you can think of that's major that's happened out here will or does already affect East Coast. And they can just download it and print it and pass it on. It's free. Yeah.
Well, for those of us that like to eat beef and other products of that sort, why, I would think we might have some sort of an interest in this.
Civilizations have failed when agriculture fails, and agriculture is failing in this country. And instead of, adoring and appreciating food producers, they're abusing them. Al Gore said in 1996 to one of the 14-year-old rancher from Wyoming who happened to be lucky to go to the White House, he says, "What do you want to do, son?" He said, "I want to work in production agriculture." And Gore said, "Don't do that, son. We're going to be importing all our food." Now, that was 96, the Clinton administration, and they're still trying to kill us.
And I guess the only place to import would not be from Europe, because they are only somewhat worse than we are. It would principally be from, what, China?
Brazil, Australia, China, all kinds of third world countries that don't care about animals the way we do.
It's
absurd. Environmentalists think they've got pure and beautiful hearts. They ought to go and look at where some of these things that they're wearing are made. And if they want to be pure, I think they ought to consider that.
Well, C.J. Hadley, one of the questions I had was, and you've probably dealt with it in the magazine, I just haven't run across it, but there's, in the Second Amendment area, a number of state legislatures have enacted legislation prohibiting enforcement of federal gun laws by federal officials or their own state officials, and I was wondering, hoping that perhaps a similar movement is afoot to put the hammer down on federal officials coming in to stick it to ranchers.
Oh, if only that were the case. We're not doing very well at the moment.
So the nullification movement
needs to
spread.
I've got a writer at Ranger, a gun dealer from Tennessee and Kentucky has got a beautiful story in the next issue. Jameson Parker from California, he's got something about the Second Amendment. You're gonna find good things in Range that are gonna either warm your heart or really bother you. And then together we can do something about it. We need more soldiers. That's what we need.
Well, the fight can be conducted at the federal level as well as at the state level, although I think really maybe it's educational to attempt these battles in Washington, but you can actually achieve things. Even a Maryland county enacted a resolution declaring itself a Second Amendment free, Second Amendment sanctuary county, and the impact of that is that there will be... And there'll be no local support for any federal effort to come in and violate the Second Amendment. And as one of the county fathers explained it to me, the federal government, as massive as it is, needs the help of the local authorities to carry out most of its bad stuff. And if the locals even don't form a line of defense with guns pointed to Washington, if they just won't cooperate, it can have a tremendous impact.
We've got an unfortunate thing. We've got Bloomberg is going after Nevada next for his, you know, Nevadans for, you know, gun control or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so we are, you know, they've got the sights on us now. And they've already lost it in Oregon and Washington, so we need more states to fight for the Second Amendment.
It's encouraging that liberal states like Oregon and Washington have turned them down.
No, they voted to more gun control.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now. Yes, they did, and then the cops said, well, we're not enforcing it, which was one of the best pieces of news I had seen. Same kind of thing that happened in Connecticut, where Bloomberg-type gun legislation had been enacted. And
did they throw it out in Connecticut?
They haven't thrown it out, but the local police, they don't have sheriffs in Connecticut, sadly mistaken enough to vote them out. But the local police, many of them have said, we're not enforcing that. And the people have just not complied. They have not re-registered their guns as the law requires.
A little passive resistance sounds good, doesn't it?
In the liberal state of Connecticut.
I know.
Some,
lovely.
Some 98% just said, nope, and not going to do it. And so if they can do it there, then my hope is that certainly we can see states like Nevada and others afflicted by the feds in the West rise up and pass even tougher legislation telling the feds that, if you come in here, we're going to do to you even more than they do in that county in Maryland. There are some states under certain limited conditions that have told the feds we'll put you in jail if you come in and violate our firearms laws using federal laws. Wyoming did that to protect the people that want to manufacture guns not licensed by the federal government. And I so would love to see somebody making a gun, advertising it for sale only in Wyoming, having the feds try to make an issue of it, because then there would be a lockup of federal officials under a state law.
I love that. It's lovely to hear pockets of good news, and this is good news to me.
Well, you have a lovely forum for promoting it in Range Magazine, and I am just so delighted that we've had this occasion to talk today. RangeMagazine.com. Folks, this is a voice for freedom in a battle that stretches all the way across the country. And it's intense in the West. I've just gotten my copy, my subscription of Range Magazine. I hope you will, too. C.J. Hadley, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor Legal Tender Gold Coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.